Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
And now, here's your host, William Powell, the King of DC Media.
Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to another magnificent episode of the Inside Acting Radio Show. Tonight, my guest is filmmaker Anthony E. Commodore, whose Commodore Independent Filmworks, along with Terrell Entertainment, is producing a comedy series entitled Uproar. His directors include Tiffany Yancey and the uber-talented Chad Eric Smith, who's been on the show many times. Now, remember to support the Inside Acting Radio Show by donating to us at patreon.com. And now, if you go out to patreon.com, I want you to go out there and search for King of DC Media and click the button that says Become a Patron. You can also help us expand. Did you know that? We're on YouTube. And on YouTube, we are known as the Inside Acting TV Show. And we're doing that in affiliation with Greenbelt Access Television. So if you search Greenbelt Access Television out there at YouTube, be sure to find us there and also subscribe. So I see Anthony is on the switchboard. And let me see if I can bring him on the air. Good evening, Anthony.
Good evening, William. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. Now, you've got fully funded for your web series Uproar back in May. So kind of walk back and talk about the process of getting funding and how everything came together.
The actual Uproar is going to be a television series. And what we've been doing is, you know, we had two projects prior. We had we filmed the first episode last year, which is in post-production of our new mob series, which is titled King Son. So after we finished filming King Son, we started filming a new documentary, a biopic of the Wire actor Trey Chaney. So once we finished those two, we started the actual pre-production phases of Uproar. And how we ended up getting fully funded, can't put too much out there, but we were being watched. You know, we were contacted by the investors, said, look, we've been watching you guys for a while. After several meetings, we sat down and the investor says, okay, well, we would love to invest in your project. And that's exactly, you know, what they did. And once they invested in the project, once the monies were secure, we were able to move forward with not just, you know, starting the great pre-production phases, but making it also a SAG production.
Man, that's awesome, because that this proves right there, Anthony, that if you've got quality, it's all about content. If you've got quality content, I mean, people are always watching, man. That's great.
Absolutely, and that's why I tell people you have to be careful what you do on social media. You have to be careful what you post. Sometimes you have to keep those emotions within, because if you're out there working hard and you're posting on social media, you know how hard you're working, and you don't have to post, but people can see how hard you're working. But you know, if you're posting negativity and you're a film production and there's constant negativity, people are watching you, and not too many people want to take a chance on negativity. So that's why what we do, regardless of how I feel at a particular moment, I'm very careful what I post. So whatever I do post, as you go down my timeline, is pretty much always positive vibes. And you know, we work hard. We continue to work, and You know, we assembled a great crew, you know, with Commodore Independent Film Works in association with Safe House Films DC, Terrell Entertainment, T. Capri. We've had a great deal of people come in to complete this nucleus of talent. Like I said, this uproar is actually produced by Tiffany Hainsworth, directed by Chad Smith, assistant director Tiffany Yancey. We had an amazing casting director in Carlencia Peck, who, as you know, has been a SAG actor for the last 30 years, and she's one amazing casting director. We have a great production supervisor in Lakita Stroman, script supervisor. We have Stephanie Thompson Roden. Then we have Elle Mills and Kenny Sky. We just have a great, great group, and we were able to bring in a security services of media makeup for our makeup services and Joan Jones. So there's a long process, but we were finally able to get everything done, and that doesn't even include the casting portion. It took a lot to secure the casting, but we were able to get some amazing talent to pull off this actual comedy episode of Uproar.
Yeah, and talk about some of your cast members.
We have some of these cast members, believe it or not, I am seeing for the first time. But, during the audition process, we were able to, secure some really, really good actors, not just SAG actors, but non-SAG, non-union actors. One person I was very proud to secure was Stan Stewart, who played in the second season of The Wire. He, did a really good job. I worked with him on the Mitch Crater project, Boss 2. He's an amazing actor, and I was always looking forward to having him on a project. And we also were able to secure Jay Brooks, who's an amazing actor, as the lead role in this. And we have Karen Carbone, we have Julie Gold. We have Akiva Robinson. We have a lot of great talent, and the script, when we read the script, we actually hired two award-winning writers, and the script indicates the experience and the talent that these two writers possess. So everything is ready. All the actors have their scripts. Everything is signed, ready to go, and August 4th, we're all set to go.
And where are you going to be filming?
We're going to actually be filming at the Uproar Bar. There's an Uproar, a place called Uproar, which is located on Florida Avenue, right across the street from the historic Howard Theater. So the name of the series is Uproar, and we're going to be filming inside the Uproar. So the Uproar is a combination between a comedy between Cheers and also The Office. So we were able to put together, a pretty good pilot episode.
That's great. That's fantastic. So how did you get Chad Eric Smith and Tiffany Yancey?
Well, we went through, before we started casting, we also had an interview process for crew members. I didn't want to cast actors until we had a crew secure. So we've interviewed quite a few. We interviewed for assistant director, script supervisor, makeup artist. We've already had our main nucleus, but we just needed, a director. And, we already had a director of photography. So we just needed, at that time, a makeup artist, script supervisor, assistant, and director. So what we did, we held an interview process. However, Tiffany Yancey and Chad Smith weren't able to make that. Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't know Chad Smith at that time. I believe 2 days before we were to make the decisions, Tiffany Yancey, who wasn't actually invited, and I'm not sure how she was missed off the list, that's something on me. But I reached out to her and says, well, you weren't invited on the list, but because you weren't, I would love to interview you anyway. So I interviewed Tiffany, and right before we were about to make our decisions, I got an inbox from Mark Goodman that says, you really have to give this guy a try. I said, well, unfortunately, we don't do Facebook recommendations. If he wants to apply or submit, he will have to submit to our casting department. That's exactly what he did maybe a few minutes later. I brought him in. Well, he sent me some of his work first, so I sat there and watched his work, which was amazing. I brought him in. Mm-hmm. I spoke with him. That's when we made the decision to bring in Chad as our director and Tiffany Yancey as our assistant director. But Chad has some really, really good work up there. And I think one thing that really caught me was a comedy that he did was called Dark Therapy, where he played a vampire.
Yep.
That had a fear of blood. It was a pretty, I think it was maybe 7 or 8 minutes, but it was funny throughout. And I said, well,
right.
If this creates this funny comedy, he will be good to direct, you know, the comedy that we're looking to put out. So, and it was just like I said, the amount of experience that the two had, because like I said, we've already had our producer, we already had our DP, we had all that. We just had to get a director, assistant director, script supervisor. So that's how we ended up with Chad and Tiffany Yancey.
Yeah. Yeah, Chad's a good guy. He also has Rumination out there, which is another fantastic film.
Yes, yes, and I was able to see that as well. So he shared, all of those with me, and so you can actually see the diversity, and that's one thing you look for, you know, in a film director. You look for someone who could be kind of well diverse in different genres, because if there's a film director who only verses in one genre, no fault to that person, but how would you work with, maybe a horror or a comedy or, a dark mystery? So he's shown that he could, he's well diverse.
Right, right. So as far as Uproar, so talk about the schedule. You're going to start filming pretty soon here. So talk about, when people can see the final project and product and where they can see it.
Well, right now we are scheduled to film next Saturday and Sunday, which is August 4th and August 5th. And the purpose of filming this pilot episode is to market it through television networks, hopefully we can get it picked up. And if we are able to get it picked up, that means we will start filming additional episodes for a specific network. As far as release date or when it can be viewed right now, that's kind of in the future. So we really don't have a timetable for that, but we do know the project should be done hopefully before the new year. But as far as viewing right now, that's kind of not in our schedule because like I said, our purpose is to have it on a television network. What we will be doing is having a private viewing and like with the cast and crew, but before it, starts hitting the networks. But we will definitely make sure that everyone is up to speed on, our dates and our timelines and stuff like that when, everything can be viewed.
Great. So, Anthony, talk about your directing style.
My directing style, it changes based on a project. Like when we were filming King's Son, we had a total different directing style. So King's Son is based on a Middle Eastern mob boss who agreed to join commission with four other mob bosses. So we had Middle Eastern, we had a black mob boss, we had a Russian, we had a Hispanic, we had an Italian mob boss, and we have Asian assassins. So it took us close to a year to film the complete first episode, which is once again in post-production. So you basically have to learn as a director the different ethnic groups and how the different ethnic groups operate, because I wrote the first episode myself. So it took a while to write that, but knowing what I'm writing, it was easy to direct because I actually wrote it myself. You know what I mean? So, but having different ethnic groups on a set, you have to treat it differently because, it is different. So it wasn't that difficult, but you have to prepare well before you set a filming schedule to know exactly how you're going to direct these particular scenes. As far as when we filmed the Trey Cheney project, it was pretty much go, go, go. I wouldn't say quick, but it was a kind of a rapid process because we had to fly down to Atlanta. We had to film the stars, like Russ Parr and Vanessa Bell Calloway, Clinton Powell, Big Daddy Kane. We had to, so we were constantly on a run down there. So we really didn't, you know, and this biopic is basically, you know, testimonials. So it wasn't much directing, difficult directing. Only thing we basically had to direct is questions of the actors or question of the talents who was speaking on behalf of Trey Cheney. So that was pretty, it wasn't difficult. And like I said, the direction of Uproar is going to be coming through Chad. After we finished putting together everything we needed to do, we stepped back, myself and the producer, Tiffany Hainsworth, we stepped back, and it's going to become the Chad show. He's going to be basically running everything.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome. So talk about your writing process.
Now, like I said, we did not write the first episode, the pilot episode of Uproar. We hired Tracy McCoy and
Rick Smith. I'm talking about in general.
The writing. So what I do is I come up with an idea and I kind of put together myself a synopsis. And once that synopsis is satisfied, I started writing parts of the script, and I basically write it in a mental act. If you kind of know what I mean. So let's say I have to start it with an issue. Like let's take the first episode of King's Son. So we had to start with an issue. The start of King's Son is about two people who were found murdered. So we had to start an issue, and the difficult process about writing that is I had to figure out how do I introduce five mob bosses in one episode. So creating an event in the beginning was allowed me to introduce all the mob bosses as they respond to what they heard in the news. It took about maybe a couple of months to write that first episode because I had to be very careful. And as you know, once you write something, there's a rewrite, and then there's revisions. So it took a while to write that first episode, and I was able to bring in a team of writers to finish, because we actually wrote the entire season of King's Son, which were 9 one-hour episodes. So we brought in a team of writers, and we basically asked us, all right, here's the first episode. This is what the second and third episode looked like. So I wrote the first episode. The writers wrote the second and third. I wrote the fourth. They wrote the fifth, sixth, and seventh. And I wrote, I believe, the eighth episode. Well, I wrote the ninth episode. So they pretty much filled in all the other episodes. It took us a while to write that complete season. But as long as we had a great, strong first episode, it was easier to write the subsequent episodes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and that's pretty impressive. So I know that you have a law enforcement background. So talk about how you got into filmmaking.
I got into filmmaking. I started out, believe it or not, as a I'm a police sergeant. I work in the detective unit. I started out as an actor. About 10 years ago, I acted in a stage play. I just, you know, took a chance and, you know, going up on stage and, you know, doing some acting. But I ended up landing a lead role in a stage play. And once I started that, I said, you know, this is pretty cool. So I decided to start my own production company. Back then it was called Malachon Productions. And I said, I can create my own, but I needed, you know, to make some money to, you know, to start creating my own content. So I took everything I had and purchased a camera, which I started doing photography. I saved my money, and I was able to buy a few more items to, you know, start my filming process. And I sat down one night at work, you know, when I had a break, and I started writing the kind of like an outline of my new horror movie called Why Us. And once I had an outline, I went home. I got off work, went home, and I wrote the entire script. And believe it or not, that's the first time I ever wrote a script. So I didn't write it in script format. I wrote it in Word, which was pretty funny. So once we did that, we filmed the movie Why Us, which is, like I said, my very first project. And I premiered it, I think, in 2014. at the Bowie Center for the Performing Arts, and like it was just a pleasure to see my film on a big screen, and you know, and that's how it started.
So, as far as filmmaking, would you say you're pretty much self-taught?
Self-taught, and also I had the help of a good friend. He's from the Bronx. His name is Alex Molina. And what he did, he taught me as much as he could possibly could. As a matter of fact, he still gave me the tools to continue to learn, because you never stop learning. I'm still learning. He came down. I brought him down with me, because he actually stayed with me for about a year and a half. And that year and a half, I've learned so much more about filmmaking that I never thought I would ever learn. And he taught me basically every tool to learn. I mean, every tool that there is. And before he left to go to Alabama, he left me with all the tools you need to become a filmmaker, all the tools you need to write, all the tools you need to edit, every single thing that involves filmmaking. He left me with, I'm sorry. Every single thing there is to learn about filmmaking, he left me with. And like I said, we still keep in contact, because he's back on the team. But he's, you know, like I said, he's in Alabama, and he's actually doing a post-production for Wyoss as we speak. I mean, I'm sorry, for King Sun as we speak.
Production. Do you like editing?
I do when I have to, but if I don't have to, I won't, but I can, you know, I can put things together. I have no problem with doing it. Once again, it is so much better to learn an entire film process, to know how to do everything, because if you're standing out there by yourself independent and you can do all these things, you really don't have to depend on anyone else to do it. Because if everything falls apart, I still stand and I can handle each process of the filmmaking. I can direct, I can DP, I can edit. So it does help to have people with you that can help you through this process, but if worse comes to worse, I can still stand on my own and do everything. I can do the entire film process on my own.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you've had a lot of projects out there. So a couple of them that stand out, you had A Cougar's Heart. You had Hustle. Talk about those.
Hustle was more of a John Pilata. More of a John Pilata program. So that really never took off. But A Cougar's Heart, I wrote that. Cougar's Heart is about a woman who just turned 50, and she's examining her life through her journal. And we started the pre-production phases, I believe, back in 2012. And I took a chance on stopping the process, because we were that close to filming. But I got a call that says, hey, I got a call from someone and says, hey, we may be able to find you financing. So what I did is I made a mistake and stopped the process, because I thought we were getting finances. That fell through, and along with the actual project. But once again, we still have that project in our pipeline, so now we can actually get to it, along with a book that I wrote called The Other Foot. Quick question. I do have to make a quick call. Will we be able to pause for a bit, or?
We can wrap up in the next 90 seconds. You want to do it that way?
Yes, because I have to call him. Yes.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
yeah.
Very quickly, just talk about a person who inspires you, and any advice for young filmmakers.
Actually, I'm glad you asked that. I would say the person who most inspired me were, you know, both my parents, because they knew I had a gift, because I was actually a saxophonist back in the day. And they knew I had a gift, and they always encouraged me to go out there and exercise my gift. And sometimes I didn't have direction, but I found my direction. And my direction and my passion led me to filmmaking. So, you know, advice I would give young filmmakers is to pursue that passion, because there's a lot, you know, and you notice as much as I do, Mr. Powell, that there are distractions out there constantly. There are distractions today that would deter a young filmmaker. And some people get to that point and they want to give up. And you cannot give up, because you have to keep on pushing forward. And if you push forward, you would definitely enjoy the fruits of your labor. And that's exactly what we're doing. People will try to tear you down. People will, you know, put out bad things about you. People will say all the, people will do everything they can to prevent you from succeeding. But if you block all that out and they keep pushing forward, it can happen. And it doesn't take a lot. Once you learn the process, you can actually go out there and create something. And you don't have to create something big. You can start out with a short film. You can start out with maybe a 7 or 10 page script and just go out there and see what you can do. And it's not about making a perfect project. It's about putting yourself out there and getting that process started. So for young filmmakers, that's how it is, because some young filmmakers want to make a movie and says, all right, well, I have, you know, hopes and, you know, dreams of, you know, putting this big movie together. Start from scratch, start slow and take baby steps. And basically that's the, you know, advice I would love to give young filmmakers.
All right. Well, I know you got to run. So, Anthony, I really enjoyed you coming on the show. I thank you again for coming on. We'll definitely have you on again.
Absolutely, Mr. Powell. And I greatly appreciate you. And it was great seeing you the other day.
Absolutely. Likewise. Okay, man. Have a great night.
All right. You too, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, folks. Remember to do something for your career every single day and break a leg. Good night.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.